Welcome back to another episode of In the Streets. Today we will be having the last episode in our series of The Road. I'm Bella.
I'm Matthew.
Tasha.
Nico.
And Rudy.
Yeah, so we finally reached the end of the book.
End of the road?
End of the road.
How was the journey for everybody? How was your journey on the road?
I found the ending rather anticlimactic.
How so?
I was kind of expecting the dad to die anyway, so it didn't really affect me. And so it's almost cliche that the dad died there, and kind of disappointing that we don't get to know what happens to a kid later on. And that's also like very cliche, that like, oh, it's like obviously we're not gonna know what happens at the end. Like, I was kind of expecting that too, to where like we're just gonna be left there, right?
Yeah, I feel like the book was like setting up either the dad died or they both died. And the kid being saved kind of gave me, like, Lord of the Flies, where a bunch of, like, bad, like, all the people, they killed someone, and then the help shows up, like, a second later.
Yeah, I mean, to me, the ending was a little bit disappointing. Like, we never found out how the apocalypse or whatever, how did it start. We never figured out their characters' actual names, their ages. Stuff like that. We were left in the dark with a lot of things. Yeah.
Yeah, I agree. It was a lot of mystery throughout the book. But I agree with Matthew when he said he thought the dad was already going to die. I wasn't expecting the boy to actually be saved. I just didn't know what was going to happen with him.
Yeah, I know it says, I feel like the ending, McCarthy made it so like it's still a happy ending, like, and I think the easiest way is to make it open-ended. So in the book, or not in the book, from last time, we've met the thief, a couple sicknesses from the father, and some encounters with the people. So what do we know about the thief, guys?
The thief was like, seemed to be in there to kind of make us question the boy and dad's morals. Because the dad basically killed him, but was trying to make it seem like, oh no, he just did what the thief did back. But the boy just kind of called him out on it.
Yeah, the thief made them question their morals, especially when he said, I'm starving. If you guys were starving, you guys would do the same. I think McCarthy put that in there just to make us see, like, how the shoe could have been changed. You know, what am I trying to say here? How the roles could have been reversed, basically.
I think he also kind of put him in there just to show more of, like, human nature about what happens when society breaks down. Because there's no order to this society. It's kind of every man for himself, and people just kind of become heartless and savages. Or at least that's what McCarthy is trying to say here. Yeah, how about let's continue with the apocalypse theme here. I'd say McCarthy has a lot to say about the apocalypse. Would you guys say so?
Yeah, I think so. I think he's trying to say that, you know, basically humanity is not ready for the apocalypse. Mm-hmm. I don't know if he's trying to say that apocalypse could maybe be avoided. You know, like if we don't push for climate, well, to try to fix climate change, try to stop nuclear wars, things of that nature.
I don't really like, because he doesn't tell us how the apocalypse started or anything, so I don't think he's really giving us a way to stop it. I think he's just saying we can't handle it well.
Did it ever get revealed when, in like the world timeline, what year this takes place?
No, I think like the most we have are just like clues of like what technology is around, which isn't like super telling because there's no mentions of like stuff that's super modern, I think.
Yeah. Like, I think there can be a lot said depending on what year this takes place. Like, if it's in the past, then this could be a, or it could be telling, like, based on what the apocalypse is, or we can kind of base what the apocalypse is on the year. Like, if it's in the past, we can assume nuclear war. Or maybe in the future, we can assume volcanic eruption or climate change disaster or something along those lines.
McCarthy did like a very like short job of like not giving too much information about how or when it started or anything like that, though.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I think he liked to use like the theme of mystery throughout the book. Like at the ending, how it was like mysterious. Like we don't know what happened to the boy. Yeah. He didn't give no like specific times throughout the whole book. Like he didn't give no ages, like what year or nothing.
Yeah, I think he pretty much wanted us to focus on the interactions in this certain setting of apocalypse. And the apocalypse is pretty weird in this book. It's like volcanic eruptions, like ash everywhere. It's something unfamiliar to us. But I think maybe we could turn back to the very beginning, where the man dreamed about the creature, and I was wondering if you guys had any thoughts about what the creature would symbolize now at the end of the world.
I think now the creature was, well, death, basically. The creature, it did catch up to the dad when it was a sickness, and he died to that sickness. But the creature, it never caught up to the boy. And you see, the boy, he never dreamt of the creature. It was only the dad. And in the end, it was the dad who passed. Do you guys believe in the end of the story, that the man and the boy, that they're good or bad? Like, what do you guys think they are? Are they good guys or are they bad guys?
I kind of feel like if we were doing black and white, if they're good or bad, the dad would be like bad and the son would be good, so they balance each other out.
They're foils for each other.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think that's could be part of the point that McCarthy is trying to make here, and that like could be some kind of like child innocence versus storied and kind of old dude who just he's seen things, you know.
Yeah, I think they were pushing the dad is doing what he can to survive and like trying to keep them as well off as he can, and the boy is just trying to do the best for the people he sees and the people around him.
Yeah.
Speaking about good and bad guys, do you think that the people that the boy he's grouped up with now, do you think they're good or bad people, or are they just untrustworthy?
I think they were hinting towards they were good, because after all, the boy like went with the guy. The guy didn't let him take his pistol, and then he talked about how he talked to the woman a lot and how she was like, "Oh, your dad's just a figure for God." So like, I think he was there for a bit and like trusted them.
Yeah, I agree. The new family has two kids, which is a son and daughter, and to me, they're almost like signs of like innocence, similar to how the boy or the son was in the book. And with them around, I feel like it's a good sign that they're probably good guys in the situation. And I was wondering, what do you guys think about how the man, how he relates to the father?
The new person?
Yeah, the new character.
He kind of seemed to have like the same, like similar personality to the dad, where like when he got there, he was like, "You can come if you want, but like make a decision."
Yeah, the dialogue I feel between the boy and the new guy, it just seemed very similar to what we've been hearing between like dialogue boy and father. I guess that could have something to do with the writing style of the quotes or of the dialogue in this, or could just be that is actually intentional. Like everyone, he could just be trying to put out the message that like even in the apocalypse here, everyone, maybe contrary to what I've thought before, is like everyone could be just trying to fend for themselves but still being very like human in a way.
Yeah, I think this new guy, he's like that same father figure type of role for the boy, but he seems a bit more, you know, like softer, nicer than the other, than his late dad. Because if the dad would have seen the boy by himself, let's say the dad was still alive and the boy was just some random person, I don't think the dad would have wanted them to tag along. He probably would have said, "Leave him," stuff like that. You know, we can't trust him. It's not worth the risk.
Also, when the like the man was talking, he was like, "Oh, there was debate about whether or not we should come get you." So it seems like they knew the boy was there and they like went with the purpose of trying to find the boy.
You think they have you think they've been following him kind of since the ship?
I think like, yeah, I don't know since when, but I feel like they were trying to track him down slightly.
Because I mean, past a certain point, I don't recall hearing much about the mirrors that they had on the cart. I wonder if they were just, you know, could have been stolen or broke off.
Yeah, I think, didn't they replace the card at one point? And he said he was like, "Oh, I forgot the mirrors. I should have grabbed the mirrors."
Right. So now they kind of don't know who's following them. And despite that, they weren't like, jumped or anything like that, so I find that interesting.
Yeah.
So do y'all think the new man, his son and his daughter, were the reason they stopped for the little boy? Like how he was like always trying to help people, do you think his kids was the same way?
I can definitely see that. Like I think in this book, McCarthy is trying to like point out that children are trying to do the best and like they have the child's innocence. So I could definitely see the children being the one to like push to stop for the boy. Like how the boy was trying to get the little boy in the beginning.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, Cormac McCarthy just leaves a lot of this to interpretation. Kind of the ideas that we're not supposed to know about how anything just kind of goes on. But yeah, I think we're coming up on the end of the book, or the end of this podcast.
Yep, I think we've reached the end of In the Streets.